84. The Goddess. When Yolanda came into the fitness center, the men were fit to be tied. One ran to fix up a drink for her, another just stared, and the two others flipped a coin to see who would try to talk to her first. When they overheard that she was an airline stewardess, one even joked that he was going to book a flight reservation that afternoon. She was a flat-out goddess, walking the earth in flesh and blood. But none of them filled the bill for Yolanda. She just wanted to exercise. And she was never interested in the flora and fauna of an exercise center. She was fishing for a much bigger catch. She would flatter them and let them fix a snack or two for her. Then she would never find the time to actually fit them in for an appointment. They would all flash out soon after that. There was only one man she would fit into her life, John F. Kennedy, Jr., the son of the assassinated president. He was the most eligible bachelor in New York, and she was determined to win him. But she hadn't met him yet. She had seen his jet fly by one time, but that was as close as she had ever gotten to him before. She would meet him someday, and then she would fly high as his girlfriend. He would even ask her to be his wife. "Let these groveling idiots drool all over me then," she thought to herself, and then she went back to exercising.